Yes, quite a lot.
Yes.
I went to my one of my half sisters lived in France. She was a funny woman. She was a very quick-tempered woman, and she became a Roman Catholic, which was greatly frowned on. And then, when I was 18, she wrote and said, "You're old enough now to have a mind of your own. Will you come and stay with me? I'm coming to London. Come back with me." So I went. She was a great character, Margot. She must have tipped very heavily, because she stayed at the Rubens. And when they used to push the luggage from the Rubens Hotel to Victoria Station, and I can see them now, the head porter and degrees of little porters lining up and sending us off, all doubtless having been tipped. And anyway, we got to Paris, and we stayed there, and she'd bought a car, and we drove down. And the first night, it was the 1st of May, which we hadn't realized, and it's a great thing in France, was then, and it wasn't here then. And we couldn't get into a hotel anywhere, and I was beginning to get awfully edgy. A French cousin of hers, and Margot and myself, he said, "Kay, don't fuss. The Almighty doesn't like it. If you don't fuss, he'll look after you, and it'll be all right." You always remember that, the Almighty doesn't like it. And you know, it stood me in good stead for the rest of my life. Yes, he did. And in a minute hotel, I slept in a room about the size of this sofa, and Emile, the French cousin, slept in a cupboard under the stairs, and Margot slept in the one and only spare room, spotlessly clean, an excellent dinner, greatest fun of the family and all.